We're learning more details this morning about the investigation into Tom Ashbrook, host of the nationally syndicated show On Point, which is produced here at WBUR. Ashbrook is on leave following complaints brought by 11 current and former WBUR employees. They've described what they say was bullying behavior, as well as unwanted touching and comments of a sexual nature. In a minute, we're going to look at some of the legal questions involved. But first, we turn to WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger, who's been covering this story. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Deb.
So, Martha, what do we know about this investigation?
Deb, we know that an email went out from Boston University, which holds WBUR's license. It went out yesterday to a select group of WBUR employees, those affected by the investigation. And it described a two-prong approach. One that will look into allegations of sexual harassment by Ashbrook and whether that conduct violated the university's sexual misconduct policy. And the second part, it will look at workplace culture at On Point, and that includes the staff as well as the station's senior management.
And Martha, how will the investigation proceed?
Boston University is hiring two outside firms, one for each part of the investigation. There will be a law firm conducting the investigation into the sexual harassment allegations, and a higher education consulting firm will look into the workplace climate issues. They're going to start the interview part of those investigations early next week.
What has the reaction been?
Well, Tom texted, quote, "I'm committed to the process and to addressing anything that needs to be addressed," end quote. And the employees I spoke to aren't really sure what to think. On the one hand, they are glad that an investigation is underway or is getting underway very shortly, but they aren't sure whether they will be protected from retaliation. There are retaliation protections for the sexual misconduct part, but as far as the workplace culture part, Deb, there really are no laws that spell out guidelines for what is and isn't allowed or protections for people who bring those complaints.
Well, WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much. We are going to look now at some of the legal differences between sexual harassment and workplace bullying. For that, we turn to David Yamada. He's a professor and founding director of the New Workplace Institute at Suffolk University Law School in Boston. Good morning, Professor.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to say here at the beginning that we are not trying to determine here if the complaints filed by the 11 accusers are true. What we do want to understand is how they will be reviewed. So let's start with this question. Is bullying in the workplace illegal?
Generic workplace bullying, unfortunately, is not illegal in the Massachusetts workplace. The behavior that's associated with what we call protected class status, in this case, allegations of sexual harassment, could well be legally actionable under employment discrimination laws. However, what we call sort of generic workplace bullying, yelling and screaming bosses, attempts to undermine someone's reputation or sabotage their work performance, those types of behaviors, however hurtful, typically fall between the cracks of current employment laws.
Legally, what does the law say about bullying versus sexual harassment?
If somebody has been subjected to a hostile work environment on the basis of sex, which is usually in the realm of sexually oriented behaviors, comments, jokes, ridicule, then we're into the area of sexual harassment law and workplace discrimination. However, if the behavior is not filled with that kind of content, that it's screaming at small mistakes or perceived mistakes, ongoing forms of verbal abuse, behind-the-back attempts to sabotage someone's reputation, that's what we're talking about in terms of workplace bullying. And unfortunately, that's the behavior that oftentimes is not within the reach of current employment protections.
Is there, in your research, a relation between those two things, sexual harassment and bullying?
Absolutely. If you look at workplaces where there are high levels of sexual harassment or high levels of workplace bullying, you are likely to find the other present as well.
Now, you've drafted legislation that would define and try to curb workplace bullying, and about 30 states are considering it, including Massachusetts. What would that legislation change in a case like this?
It would provide severely bullied workers with a civil claim for damages if they can show that they have been subjected to an abusive work environment that caused mental or physical harm. So in a way, it sort of tracks current laws concerning sexual harassment, but it takes it a step further by saying that regardless of whether or not the behavior is motivated by someone's sex or race or disability or age, that no one should have to be subjected to an abusive work environment.
Are you concerned at all that when there is a lot of attention to something like this, that some people could file complaints frivolously, though, and get swept up in what some might call hysteria, and we may shift too far?
That's always a risk whenever you create new workplace protections, that somebody is going to look at it and say, oh, you know, this gives me an opening. As for the sexual harassment end of things, you know, we have these laws in place, and while it's possible that some might be abusing them, the bigger story, as we're seeing, is that so many targets of this behavior, despite the legal protections, have remained silent out of fear for repercussions and consequences to their careers and reputations. I think we should still be looking at why so many people have felt pressured to remain silent in the face of abuse that is already protected by the law.
All right. Professor David Yamada, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.